The prophets of Baal give up.
Evening drew on.
The prophets of Baal were weary, faint, confused. One suggested one thing, and another something else, until finally in despair they retired from the contest.
All day long the people had witnessed the baffled priests wild leaping around the altar, as if they would grasp the burning rays of the sun to serve their purpose.
The people had looked with horror on their self-inflicted mutilations and had reflected on the follies of idol worship. Many were weary of the exhibitions of demonism and now awaited with deep interest the movements of Elijah. At the hour of the evening sacrifice, Elijah bade the people, "Come near unto me." He turned to the broken-down altar where once men worshipped the God of heaven and repaired it.
To him this heap of ruins was more precious than all the magnificent altars of heathendom. Choosing 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, he built an altar in the name of the Lord.
The disappointed, exhausted priests of Baal waited to see what Elijah would do. They hated the prophet for proposing a test that had exposed their gods, yet they feared his power. Almost breathless with expectancy, the people watched. The calm demeanor of the prophet stood in sharp contrast with the senseless frenzy of the followers of Baal. The altar completed, the prophet made a trench about it. Having put the wood in order and prepared the bullock, he laid the victim on the altar. "Fill 4 barrels with water," he directed, "and pour it on the burnt sacrifice, and on the wood." And he said, "Do it the second time."
And they did it the second time.
And he said, "Do it the third time."
And they did it the third time. And the water ran round about the altar, and he filled the trench also with water.
Reminding the people of their long apostasy, Elijah called on the people to humble their hearts and turn to the God of their fathers, that the curse on the land might be removed. Then, bowing reverently before the unseen God, he raised his hands toward heaven and offered a simple prayer. Baal's priests had screamed and leapt, from early morning until late in the afternoon. But as Elijah prayed, no senseless shrieks resounded over Carmel's height. He prayed simply and fervently, asking God to show his superiority over Baal that Israel might be led to turn to him. Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. A silence, oppressive in its solemnity, rested upon all. The priests of Baal trembled with terror, conscious of their guilt.